All right. It is just 8 o'clock here in Pigland, KPIG, Freedom 107.5 FM, KPYG 94.9 FM, Cayucas, and KPIG.com. Right now, it is time for his morning commentary, so here is Travis T. Hip.
You know, the delusional factor of America is never to be underestimated. We believe in happy endings. We believe that problems all can be solved. And if we can't immediately solve a problem, well, hell, we'll just make a law against it because we don't like it. That'll solve the problem in and of itself by definition, which is one of the failures of our system and one of the reasons we have so many people locked up in various prisons around the country. I mean, we don't like something, we outlaw it. Kinky sex, drugs, rock and roll, guns, driving fast, all of those things meet with a certain amount of disapproval from the society, and then we make laws and more laws on top of laws to try and control or eliminate the problem, which never works. But that's just stupid. But it is forgivable. What is not forgivable is the use of that tendency to try and make laws which are A, unenforceable, and B, detrimental to the general good. For an instance, the balanced budget amendment being offered today on the floor of the House of Representatives to be passed as part of the package called Cut, Cap, and Balance, the new Republican plan brought in 2 weeks before the deadline to both raise the debt limit and accomplish their political goals, which is to gut the government at all levels before the next election. The balanced budget amendment is a bad idea in the first place. I mean, just on its basic philosophical assumption that we cannot trust the people we elect to government to make decisions of economic import, and therefore we must tie their hands now and in the future forever under a constitutional amendment that says, among other things, that if you want to raise taxes, you have to get a supermajority, two-thirds plus one vote, just to pass any tax, which pretty much cripples the possibility of the government ever being able to intervene or involve itself in the economic life of our, quote, free market system. That would be bad enough. But the idea that we are going to pass this piece of crap for purely partisan reasons, this is to allow the Republicans, and particularly the Tea Party Republicans, or even more so the Republicans who are paranoid of the Tea Party in the next primaries, to allow those people to take back a flag to the home front that says, I voted for a balanced budget amendment, and I voted to cut the guts out of Medicare, Medi-Cal, Medicaid, Social Security, and everything else that I don't like. And it's in the Constitution. We didn't pass, by the way, because, of course, the Democrats in the Senate are not going to allow for the passage of this bill. But even if they did, even if the Republicans used their new 60-vote rule to force the passage of this bill with a few turncoat Democrats like Joe Lieberman, if that happened, it still goes to the president, who said he'll veto it right out the bottom, that it guts the entire social support system in this country, and he will not stand for it. So it's dead in the water. This entire thing and all of the press that it is going to garner over the next several days, including this broadcast, are a fart in a hurricane. They don't make any difference, but they're a gesture. And sometimes that's all that counts. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio. None of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services.